Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Thinking Outside the Box with Dr. Susan Starler. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am very excited. It is the beginning of July, and right now we are sitting at the beginning of the July 4th weekend, and the beaches are filling up as we speak. So it's actually very opportune that this month we are going to be discussing with Dr. Jessica Wu the different methods for anti-aging and skincare that have recently come down the pike from the powers that be. I understand that that Dr. Wu has recently attended a conference where the latest and greatest of the anti-aging methods are being promoted to doctors of dermatology, and luckily next week she is going to be going over that in brief and at our lecture, which will be on July 23rd, 2015 at 6 o'clock at my office. She'll be going to it in greater detail. So while we're on the topic of the lecture, I'm letting everybody know right now to please come and join us on July 23rd at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615 in West LA. The RSVP number to call is 310-571-1212, and please do call because I anticipate that this will be a standing room only lecture with Dr. Wu, and I know you're not going to want to miss all the great information that she has to share. With regard to skincare, the sun is out, and you will hear everybody say, by all means, wear your skin block, by all means, make sure you're protecting your skin, and I totally agree. But there's more to protecting skin and healing skin issues than staying away from the sun and using sunblock. We are what we eat, and I have mentioned this topic ad nauseum, but I'm going to mention it again. The better you put things in, the better the quality of the things that you put into your body, the better the quality your skin is going to be. I see a lot of people who have skin problems in my office, and oftentimes they are, rashes that nobody knows what to do with, or they are eczema, or they are psoriasis, or they are patchy bits, and people don't know what to do with that. It can manifest itself as alopecia, which is hair loss. It can manifest as different colorations in the skin at different points in time. There's a lot of things that can happen to the skin, and while I am not a dermatologist, I always view the skin as the largest excretory organ of the body. And to my way of thinking, what goes in must come out. And why is it coming out into the skin? Well, there are major exit pathways for toxins in the body. And the two primary ones are food goes in, things have to be processed through the liver, it goes through the bowel and out through bowel movements. And the other is kidneys. Things get processed, run through the kidneys, into the bowel, into the urinary bladder, and then out through urination. If those pathways, for some reason, aren't working as efficiently as they need to, then what I want to do is point out the obvious. It's got to go somewhere. So where's it going to go? Well, it's going to back up into the lymphatic system, and it's going to come out oftentimes in the skin, which is the largest excretory organ in the body. So it can look like a rash, but it's not often a topical thing, unless you've got poison oak or poison ivy or contact dermatitis of some type of thing. If it's coming out of the skin, there's a backup, and you've got to find out what the problem is inside. And that's my take on it. Now, a lot of times what's going to happen is you're going to get a food allergy or a chemical allergy or some sort of allergy that will be manifesting itself as a skin condition. And this is because the body is fighting so very hard to handle whatever is going on inside that the excess will show up in the skin. So finding out what those allergies are can be huge. And we can do that. We can do that with a blood test. We can do that somewhat with muscle testing, and although it's nice to have things in black and white, blood tests can be expensive. So if we can go through and find out what your body reacts sensitively to and eliminate that, oftentimes doing that alone will start to help someone's condition. And what are the key things? You've heard me talk about it before. The main ones that I see are gluten and gluten-related grains, dairy products, and sugar in all its different forms. And also, you're going to find individuals who are sensitive to things like the artificial sweeteners, sucralose, your pink and your yellow and your blue packets, and we won't mention names. But those are the types of things that can cause a lot of toxic buildup in the body. And oftentimes, especially when the body is not otherwise running well, it can look like a skin condition. I just encourage everybody, if you do nothing else for your skin, to also drink a lot of water. Water is one of the best ways that you can clean out your body. It goes through and it flushes things. It's pure. Well, hopefully it's pure. If you're drinking water that's good for you, and listen, there's toxins all over the world today, so we just never know what we're getting. But you do the best you can. And if you can drink nice, clean water, sometimes put a slice of lemon or lime in it to facilitate that, then you've got a good chance of flushing out as many toxins as you can naturally. It can get very complicated when you're going in and you're trying to take care of things that people are sensitive to. Once you've tagged it and eliminated that, you might need to do some repair, and it can go on and on and on. And it can be a time-consuming process. A lot of times, skin isn't going to be taken care of within a very short period of time. It's maybe going to be taken care of in a six-month or a year period of time, because the level of toxicity that builds up in your body doesn't happen overnight. So these are some of the things that we're going to cover when we get to our lecture on the 23rd. And taking care of these types of things and some of the hints that you can do other than what we've talked about today are also going to be covered. As always, I'm going to have handouts that you can take with you. We're going to discuss various odd and sundry things you can do on your own and how to do that, and then discuss some of those things that might need outside intervention. That's where you might need the services of myself or Dr. Wu to help you get over certain things. And I will say that I'm very pleased to point out that Dr. Wu has been my personal dermatologist for years. We were talking about that the other day, actually. I think we went back 14 or 15 years. The girl has butterfly fingers, just absolutely the most gentle touch I've ever experienced. So you are in for a treat and a lot of knowledge. And with that, I'm going to ask if anybody listening has any questions. We are unmuting you now, so if you do, go ahead and ask away. And if not, that's okay too.
One question I have, Dr. Starler, is that is no matter how old you are, is it ever too late to start the regimen of drinking water and eating correctly to correct your skin, or just to be able to protect, you know, to save it or protect it going forward in the future?
That's a great question. No, it's never too late to start doing healthy things for it. First of all, when your skin is dried and challenged and you're not getting the proper nutrients delivered to the skin, you are going to look older than you are. And if you can start doing the proper things for the skin, making sure you have a healthy gut, making sure you're getting enough good hydration, a lot of times making sure you're getting enough good essential fatty acids, a lot of times that dryness, that wrinkled appearance can start to ease. Now, having said that, there's always a point in time where there's only so much you can do.
and reverse the process.
But I mean, as most of my patients know, I'm pushing my sixth decade here, and almost everybody I meet goes, "Oh my God, I thought you were in your, you know, late 40s," which is very flattering, and on a good day I can get away with that. But truly, we are what we eat, and you are what you put into your bodies. So is it too late? No, it's never too late. And was there a specific reason you asked that question?
Just because I'm approaching my sixth decade, and I didn't know if there was anything I could double up on to reverse or to really change the process besides just being able to go forward in a more graceful manner.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always figure as we age, I think we should all age gracefully, kicking and screaming the whole way quietly. And with that, you do absolutely everything you can. So I know personally I eat right and I make sure I hydrate well and I protect my skin from harmful rays and I try not to expose myself to anything that I know is going to be toxic. In this toxic world, again, there's only so much you can do. But you know what else is really great is sleep. People underrate sleep, but I'll tell you, if you can get enough sleep and enough rest, if your hormones are balanced properly, your adrenals are taken care of, the adrenal glands are the glands that basically respond to stress. If you can manage your stress levels well, cut the worry, a lot goes into aging that has to do with emotional stress. And I can tell you from personal experience that, you know, you have a couple weeks of severe emotional stress, you are going to look your age or older, and then you have to recover from that. So anything that you can do to manage that stress would be good.
Right.
And hopefully
Thank
that will
you.
Give you.
So there's hope.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So again, I will remind everybody that it's July 23rd. 2015, that's this month on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615. It is a free lecture, you guys, and you are getting some great information very, very inexpensively. Do come and do listen and do learn. That's the important thing. And if you have any friends that you know who have chronic skin conditions or other things that they might need help with, bring them because this information might help them as well. So that being said, thank you to our guest and thank you for participating and your questions. And this is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.